Praise the Lord. Are you guys just standing up just to make me feel good? I don't know why Donna's standing up. I don't know. I just don't know. It's like, I'm telling you, God is so good. But the good thing that I like is that he is moving us forward. God is moving this church forward. You know, we've been praying and interceding a long time. And, you know, we don't know God. He doesn't tell us everything and how he's going to do everything. Amen. You just have to wait on him. You have to trust him. Amen. And know that he knows what he's doing. Amen. Sometimes we don't know what we're doing, but God always knows what he's doing. Amen. And so if we can just have patience, that was one of my biggest problems, I want to tell you, that had to be cut off of me. And that was impatience, you know. And so, but I'm telling you, God is moving our church to another place. But how many of you know, it's just like what Crystal was teaching this morning, that when you cut off some things, when you get rid of soul ties and other things in our lives, that's subtraction. He's subtracting some things out of our lives so he can add some things. And God is adding some things. He's adding some things to each and every one of us. Amen. If we will just be humble enough to go through it, we will see a greater manifestation of God's glory in our life when it's all over. Amen. I mean, because God, he wants to get glory out of our lives. And he knows he can't get it out of our lives until we get some of these things out of our lives and off of our lives. Amen. How many of you get tired like I do? You don't want to be in the same place every time, every day, every year. Amen. How many of you really, you want to grow? You want to move forward. Amen. We don't want to stay stuck in the same place. I know that's where I am every year in January. You know, I start seeking the Lord and asking God, Lord, you know, what do you want in my life this year? What do you want me to do this year? What do you want me to get out of my life this year? Amen. I mean, it's always something. How many of you know it's always something? It's always something that we're needing to get out of our lives to go from glory to glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we are going to be talking about godly mentoring. Now, we know, we hear mentoring programs in the public schools and all over the United States now, right? But I'm telling you, there is godly mentoring in the church. And in the church, how many know, is God's way of doing things. It's God's way of doing things. It's not our way of doing things. I mean, we have our own ideas, but God knows what we need. He knows exactly what we need. And so we say, well, a mentor is a wise, a spiritually mature person that is either would you consider a counselor, a teacher, a discipler, an instructor, amen, all these things, but godly. So that means it's according to the word of God and what God wants, amen. How many know we want what God wants? That's what we want. I mean, I don't want to do what I want to do the way I want to do it. How many of y'all ever did that the way you want to do it? And it was a disaster, amen. We want to do things the way God wants us to do. And there are many examples in the Bible about godly mentoring. How many of you know Jethro mentored Moses? Y'all remember that? When Moses, all the people were bringing all their problems and everything, that Moses was just going to wear him out, amen? And so Jethro he mentored him and told him, said, this is not what you need to do. This is not good, amen? How many of you know sometimes we need somebody to speak in our lives and say, that's not good. That's not good what you're doing, amen? And you know, sometimes we don't want to listen, but I mean, I know we need to humble ourselves to be able to allow people to speak into our lives. You know, it's not, and you have to learn to receive correction. I mean, we all stand to be corrected. Every one of us. Raise your hand if you stand to be corrected. Amen. All of us. We all stand to be corrected. We all need to be corrected from time to time because we are not Jesus. I mean, we're striving to be like Jesus, but we're not Jesus. Amen. We're not perfected all the way yet until we get to glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, and how many of you really have a strong desire to grow? Amen. We want to grow. We want to move from glory to glory. Amen. From glory to glory. And, you know, even the Bible tells us as babes, you know, when people first get saved, you can remember when you first got born again, you just desired the word of God. You desired the sincere milk of the word. Amen. So that you can grow. But I'm telling you, you know, there are actually people in the church that have gotten saved that have never been discipled. Really, never been discipled. You know, I'm not saying it's their fault. It could be our fault. It could be our fault. Because we need to disciple new believers. We need to teach them the things of God and the ways of God. And I know that, you know, we sometimes our attempt is feeble, you know, because I know that we teach a Welcome to Victory class, and they teach it, Cricket and Donald and Jason Powell teach it down in El Dorado, and I teach it here in Camden. And, you know, we teach them what we believe and why we believe it. How many know we need to know that? Because we're going out in the world and people are asking us questions, you know, and we've been in the church all these years and we don't know why. We need to know what we believe, why we believe. We need to know that God wants us to have a word life. That we need to get in the word of God, amen? So we need to teach the new believers that. We need to teach them that they need a prayer life. That, you know, that we've got to pray. Now, like Brother Ford, he always say, if Jesus had to pray, what about you? And what about me? Amen. That we need to teach them these things. Because you know what? Many times, because we did not disciple them and teach them, then, you know, many of them backslide and go back out in the world. They go back out in the world. And so we need to do this. They need some godly mentoring. They need that. And you and I, who have been in saved a long time and know the word of God and things, we need to mentor people in the word of God and of the things of God. So we really do. And we're going to be held accountable for that, you know? And so we need to do that. And even Jesus, he had to mentor his disciples how many years? At least 3.5 years. At least 3.5 years. So it takes time. Everybody say it takes time. It takes time. But God is calling for godly mentors to come forth. Amen. And he's also calling some of us that have been here, been saved a long time, to be mentored too in some things. He does. Because we all need to be equipped. Everybody knows Ephesians chapter 4, where the Bible says that Jesus gave gifts to men. Amen. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for what? For the perfecting of the saints. I mean, God's goal is for us to be perfected, to be matured. Amen. We all, I mean, is anybody here as mature as you need to be? Please stand up. We all need help, amen? We all need to grow. We all need somebody. I mean, we all need somebody even to speak into our lives. Because you don't know everything. And I don't know everything. Sometimes Donald, the devil would tell Donald that he thought I said I knew everything. But that's not true. Praise the Lord. So we need to be equipped. The Bible tells us so that we can do the work of ministry. We need to move on. Amen. Not just the same people, same leaders, you know, the ones that do the same thing all the time. I mean, but everybody needs to grow. And everybody needs to move up. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then sometimes we need a smaller setting. I mean, because Jesus had, you know, he had a lot. He had the 12, but then, you know, he even had the 3. And so he went down to 3 in a smaller setting so they can hear, so that they can, you know, so sometimes, you know, you have students in class. Sometimes they get distracted when other people are around them. So we need to offer ourselves as mentors and just be sometimes a one-on-one, amen? Just a one-on-one so that we can minister to them. But the mentor, there are some warnings to the mentor and the person that's being mentored. And that is, number one, there cannot be control over the person being mentored, over their lives. And even over the person that's being mentored, they can't be in control, amen? Because how many of you know there are some boundaries? There are some boundaries. And one of the boundaries is, number one, the mentor, he is a person that has to follow Christ. He has to be the model that Jesus modeled. Amen. You know, and even Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. So you've got to be sure, if you're going to be a mentor, that you're going to follow Christ and keep the relationship the way God wants it to be. Why? Because number one, we have to understand, the mentor has to understand what their place with God is. They are only the representative of God. They're his representative, and they are not his Lord. They're not to lord themselves over anybody. How many of you know I don't want anybody to lord themselves over me? Even though, Donald, you know, he tried to a couple times. But anyway, you know, and they don't want anybody to lord themselves over them. You know, telling them what to do, you know, and what you know, how to go to bed, how to do this and how to do that. No, it is a place you have with God. And whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to how to mentor, then that's how we're supposed to do it. Amen. We're supposed to do it according to the way the Holy Spirit leads us to. Because either way, I mean, when you're dealing with people, you're going to be dealing with some situations. Sometimes the person has a codependent personality, and they want to depend on you for everything. But you know, how many know that's not God? That's ungodly too. And then sometimes, every once in a while, you have people that want to mentor, and they want to just tell you everything. They don't want you to do anything and be led by the Spirit. But see, the thing is, God wants us to lead and point the people to Jesus. He wants to lead us to lead and point them to Jesus. Amen. Not to ourselves. Not to ourselves. And so that's a warning, because in 1 Peter, let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5. But anyway, you may have to turn to it. But anyway, it just says we're supposed to be examples to the flock of God. We're to be examples to the people that we're mentoring. And then I said before, not lording ourselves over, notice, God's heritage. The people belong to God. They do not belong to you. They belong to God. Amen. And so you just have to know, I'm only to tell them and to mentor them and show them what the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell them and to show them. Now, I had a situation one time when I was living in Houston that I met this lady. She was a Christian. I met her when I was working for the telephone company. And I knew she was a Christian, and I'm telling you, she was so hungry. I went to the credit union to get some money one time, and so she followed me to the door. And so then, you know, I was like, oh, is there anything I can do for you? She said, yes. I said, do you want me to pray for you? She said, yes. So we went down to the ladies' room on another floor, and we went in there, and I prayed for her. And I'm telling you, she just drained me. She drained me. I'm talking about a power anointed. I mean, she drained me. So I was trembling when I got in my car. I was weak, you know, and I asked the Lord, you know, and the Lord was telling me some things. But God is saying that he told me that I do for you what you need me to do for you, and you do what I need you to do for me. But the thing is, and so then she had a habit, and so she would call me all the time, and I would pray for her. She'd have faith in the morning, and in the evening she'd have no faith. It was, you know, it was just all the time, all the time, all the time. And so, you know, I knew that it had gotten to be a problem. And so then we moved. And so we moved to Camden. And so she began to call me. She would call me almost every day. Almost every day. And so the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, what do I need to do? Because I knew she considered me her mentor. You know, I had talked to her, and I told her, I had to tell her really nicely. I said, you know, I don't want to offend you, but I have to tell you that, you know, the Holy Spirit lives in Houston. He is in Houston. And so you just need to seek God, seek the Holy Spirit, and ask, you know, and ask him what he needs you to do. Because she was old enough now, you know, to be able to see, Lord. Well, she got mad. She hung up on me. And she didn't call me until about a month later. But you know what she said? Thank you. She said, thank you. How many know, see, that was a relationship that was going the wrong way. See, we don't want people depending on us for everything. We want people to depend on God. We want to point them to Jesus. Amen. So as a godly mentor, you have to see where God is calling you and what he's telling you to do. Amen. We do not want to get in God's place. We don't want to be their Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. And then when I moved to Camden, then there was another lady. You know, she would call me. She was a godly woman, and she would call me quite a bit and all this. And so this Lord showed me early. So this is what I told her. I asked her, I said, do you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? She said, yes, I do. I said, well, praise the Lord. Do you pray in the Spirit? She said, yes, I do. I said, I'm not talking about on your way to work. No, I'm going to pray on your way to work. I mean, I'm talking about in your prayer time. Do you pray and do you seek the Lord and, you know, and pray? She said, well, not like I should. I said, but, you know, I want you to do that. Start praying, seeking the Lord. I said, I want you to get a composition book and I want you to write down everything the Holy Spirit tells you. I said, don't call me for a week. So a week passed and she called me and she began to read to me all the things that God had spoken to her. And I'm telling you, things just completely changed in her life because she was learning to hear God for herself. Now, she needed me at a point, you know, to show us some things, to show us some things, you know, that she needed to do. But then after that, how many of you know, she was going to God for what she needed. And then that is what God wants. He wants mentors that's going to show people how to get to God. Amen? Praise the Lord. I was the other night, I was in the beauty salon. I was over to Barbara Richard. Y'all know Sister Barbara, don't you? Okay. And so, you know, when she was doing my hair, but this young lady called her on the phone. And you know what she was doing? She was mentoring them. She was telling them, now, you need to press in to God. See, the girl was calling her for all the information and all that. But how many of you know she was pointing her to God? Pointing her to the Holy Spirit, amen? And that is what we're supposed to do. But so we have, that's the goal for mentors. But then, you know, people need to be mentored. They need to be mentored. They do. Some people are here now. You need more and you need to be mentored. So the thing is, God, as he is subtracting things out of our lives, he is adding some things. He is adding some things. And I think one of the things that he is adding are he's adding godly mentors into your life. How many of you see some people in the church that you believe that are spiritual and you just know you need to come up? And if you would just get close to enough to them that they could help you to come up. Amen. All you know somebody like that could help you to come up to another place in the Lord? Or do you know everything already? You see what I'm saying? I mean, how many of y'all know Brother Willis? He's like, I said, one of my top 10 ministers, you know, that I like. How many of y'all know Brother Willis? He might could even have some stand a little help sometime. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to show you somebody like that in the Word of God. I want you to turn to Acts chapter 18. It's not just young believers that need to be mentored. How many of you heard of Apollos? All right. In Acts chapter 18, verse 24, look at what happened. It says, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. So if here's this person, Apollos, he was an eloquent man. He was mighty in the word of God. How many of you would think he was a spiritual person? He is. All right. Verse 25 says, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. All good things about Apollos. And being fervent in the spirit, he was zealous for God. In the spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. I mean, John, he taught baptism unto repentance. Amen. But how many of you know, you see, there's room for some improvement. there's some room for growth. Amen. There's some room. Everybody say some room in my life. Hallelujah for growth. Hallelujah. In verse 26, it says, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. So here is this man, eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures. He's instructed in the ways of God, zealous in the spirit. And then he taught the things of God. But how many know he still was something missing in his life? He did not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I'm sure that Aquila and Priscilla, I'm sure they prayed, you know, and talked to the Lord, and the Lord told them what to do. And so they got him, and you know, and they instructed him in the spiritual things of God. And it says that they expounded to him the way of God more perfectly. They explained more accurately to him. Amen. Now, here's this person that has all of these credentials, spiritual credentials, but did you see he did not rebel? He did not refuse? He did not act arrogantly like, I know all this, you know? Haven't you heard of me? I am an eloquent man. I know all these things, and now you're going to try to tell me something? But that's the way people act. Many people, but say, I'm not one of them. We don't act like that, amen? Amen. You know, if the Lord tells someone to tell me something that's going to help me, you know, I ask the Lord, Lord, please help me to be humble to receive what you want to tell me, amen? I mean, he can use anybody to help you, to tell you, because it may be some pride in your life, you know, that God wants to get rid of, get it out of your life. But God is going to help all of us. I mean, we're going to have to be humble in order to receive these things from God. You know, Brother Jerry told us earlier, you know, that we have not gone this way before. We have not gone this way before, but we're going the way that God wants us to go. Amen. We're getting things out of our lives. We're subtracting things out of our lives. And then we're adding some things in our lives. So we're going to be adding some mentors, some spiritual mentors in this church. We're going to ask people who want to be mentored in the church. So all of us have areas in our lives that we can be mentored in. And so all of us, number one, I'm telling you that one of the things that hinders the church is that spirit, that religious spirit. You know, I'm just saying, because many times we think we know more than what we really know. Amen. See, because I always say this, the Lord showed me this. See, the thing, how do we get deceived? The Bible says when we hear the word and don't obey the word, then we deceive ourselves. The Bible says, it didn't say the devil deceives us. We deceive ourselves. And I do not want to be deceived. How many of you? Do you want to be deceived? No, we do not want to be deceived. Because when we're deceived, we cannot see ourselves. Other people can see us, but we can't see ourselves. And I do not want to be that way. I'm telling you, whenever, you know, I just see myself. I have to, Lord, I don't know anything except you show me. And you tell me. You know, I do not think that I have arrived anywhere except where God has taken me. Amen. Because I know it's not by my might or my power, it's by the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's by his spirit that we are even where we are now. Whatever you know, I mean, the Holy Spirit gave it to you. Whatever we know, it's by the Spirit of God. And so if the Holy Spirit is telling us, our church, that we need to get rid of soul ties, amen, we did that this morning, amen. And we're going to stay with that. But now if he's telling us that we need to be spiritual mentors, or if he's telling us we need to be mentored, I mean, you know, we're going to submit to that. We're going to submit to that. We're going to submit to whatever the Holy Spirit tells us so that we can continue on in our journey with the Lord. Because we want to move. Listen, our goal is that we want to be like the church in the book of Acts. You know, don't we want to be like that church? I mean, the thing is, they prayed in one accord. Amen. There were great signs and wonders and miracles. Amen. There was great fear that came upon the church and people. They were afraid to sin. But you always say that, you know, that people were afraid to sin. Don't y'all want the Camden to be a place, a Victory Church to be a place where people are afraid to sin? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Because the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. Amen. And the froward mouth. You know, our mouths get us in trouble. So God is saying, all right, now you are getting rid of these soul ties and other things and being pruned in your lives. And so good, great. You subtracted some things. Now we want to add some things. And I believe that the thing that God is having us to add are spiritual mentors and people that need to be mentored. Amen? Amen. I say it's a God thing. You know, you can't make this up. It's God is leading us by his spirit. He's leading our pastors. How many of y'all know that? The Lord has given our pastors a vision. And so if we follow them as they follow Christ, amen, how many of you know things are going to change? I'm ready for change. How about you? Are you ready for change in your life, change in the church, change in Camden? Amen. I'm ready for change. And so whatever God is telling us we need to do, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to do it. How many of you ready to do it? Amen. We're not going to just sit on the pew and go, you know, and this is so boring. Just come to church, you know, oh, wasn't it a good word? And then go home and then come back Wednesday, you know, oh, it was a good word. Go home. I'm telling you, all we're doing is getting more deceived. More deceived because we heard all this word and we're not obeying the word. So we are moving on. We're moving on. And you know what? I think, you know, for the altar call, I want to ask for two calls. There's two calls I want to ask. I want to ask of those of you who are willing, you know, you, what you know, how long you've known the Lord, huh? Those of you who are willing to be spiritual mentors. Praise the Lord. Could you come and stand over here, this side of the altar? And those of you who know you need some more mentoring, some more teaching, if you would come and stand over here, and God's going to begin to do a great work in your life and in this church. Amen? Praise the Lord. I mean, oh, God is good. And everything he has for us is good. And he's wanting us to move to the next place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. Because it's humility goes before honor. How many of y'all know that? When you can humble yourself and allow somebody to speak into your life, that means you're a humble person. You're a humble person. And God is able to take you to that next place in the spirit. Amen? He is. And God wants to commend you for coming and saying, I need some mentoring. I need some discipleship. I need more. Everybody say, I need more. I need more. I need more. I need more too. I need more. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so I want you to bow your heads and we're going to pray. Pray for you. Y'all stretch out your hands toward these because it's a humbling thing and it's a wonderful thing to come to this altar and say, I need more, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, that you are moving your people, Lord, to another place of spirituality. Lord, I thank you, Lord. They realize the need, Lord, that there is a need for more in their lives. Lord, they want to come up, Lord, to the next level. They want to come up, Lord. Lord, and that you help them, Lord, in their spiritual life, Lord, to make them a dwelling place, to make them a dwelling place for your glory. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that they house the presence of God. Lord, that you have chosen them. Lord, they're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, God, to show forth the demonstrations, the praises in their lives of that you brought them out of darkness into your marvelous light. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for what you've done in their lives. But God, they want you to take them on further. They want you to take them on further, Lord. So, Lord, they are willing to submit themselves and humble themselves to be mentored, Lord, by spiritual leaders, God. Lord, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Lord, their hearts are open. Their hearts are open to receive more from you, God. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for anointing each and every one of them, Lord, to receive godly counsel. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, that even though we see them now, Lord, that they want to be mentored, God, but Lord, as they grow and they move, God, then you're going to use them, Lord, to mentor other people. You're going to use them, Lord, to be examples and models for your kingdom. Lord, you're going to use them to speak into the lives of others, God. Lord, and we just want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus for them, God. There's a mark, the Lord said. You are marked. You are marked for excellence. You are marked for glory. The glory of the Lord will come up on you, and you will be able to understand things that you never understood before, even in the Word of God. The Lord is going to take you in some adventures in prayer. The Lord is going to take you deeper, deeper, deeper in the Spirit. The Lord said, He says, you are my vessels. And thank you for being placed on the potter's wheel. You're on the wheel. And God is going to make you into a marvelous vessel. Oh, a marvelous vessel of honor. A marvelous vessel of honor. Hallelujah. And when the Lord said, when people see you, they're going to know. They're going to know that you've been with Jesus. They're going to know that you've been with Jesus. And the Lord said, when you're being mentored, you don't look at them, at the mentors. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Because he is the one that's going to be working through them to help you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.